Drawing on her family lineage and musical upbringing, Irish-born and Melbourne-based musician Maggie Carty's debut album Ebb and Flow celebrates the creative tradition of Irish storytelling with a contemporary perspective. Maggie joins us on the line now to talk about her album and current Australian tour. Welcome, Maggie.
Thanks for having me, Lorna. I'm delighted.
As a contemporary musician following a long line of traditional Irish musical history, including, I know, your own family, what does trad music mean to you?
Well, traditional Irish music is a sort of a genre of music that goes back, it's century old, spanning many, many centuries, and its makeup is, it's dance music, it's for people to dance to, it's usually like traditional melodies and tunes and things like that. And then the tradition has evolved into singing, and it's kind of now blended into the folk tradition that more Australian people would be more familiar with. So the singing, it's storytelling, it's ballads, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
And your debut album, Ebb and Flow, was released earlier this year. Can you tell us about the process of making the album?
Yeah, so I released it in June, but I had recorded it about a year before that. So I recorded down here in a studio in Melbourne, rolling stock recording rooms. And yeah, I got all my favourite musicians together, and we got in a studio for a couple of days, and we put all the album down. And yeah, so the process really was, you know, picking the tracks. It's music that I've been performing for, you know, a couple of years now with the band, and seeing what worked and what didn't work, and it's all kind of come to fruition.
Amazing. And it features, I noticed it features a cover of My Island Home, which was written by a Warumpi band and sung by Christina New in the 2000 Olympics. It's a song that probably every Australian knows, beautifully describing Indigenous connection to country. And I also noticed that your current Australian tour title is Ebb and Flow Songlines of the Diaspora, songlines referencing another important part of Aboriginal culture. Why did you choose to cover this song and make these references?
Well, I first came across My Island Home when I played at the National Folk Festival in Canberra in 2021. Every artist that performs is asked to do a version of it during their set. And I'd never heard that song before. So I went and I learned Neil Murray's song and Warumpi Band, and was just blown away. You know, the kind of Irish people and Aboriginal people, we have shared connection with our histories, you know, both marked by colonization, and the themes in that song of identity, land, displacement, all of that really ring true for me as well as a member of the diaspora here in Australia. So it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous song, and it kind of resonated with me personally, and that story of home and belonging was really important to me. And yeah, it's just such a great song, and I'm really just honoured to be singing it.
There are so many great versions of it out there, so I was excited to hear your album as well with that version. So in 2017, you were a musician in residence at the Gaelic Club in Surry Hills. Your Sydney show coming up this week is at the same venue. How does it feel to be back there and to think about your musical growth over the last 8 years?
Yeah, well, it's amazing. I came out here with, you know, fresh-faced from Ireland, and I taught in Sydney for a year. And, it was a wonderful experience. That's where I made my first musical friends here in Australia. I've met some of the musicians that are now on my album. And to be heading back to the Gaelic Club this weekend for my album launch as part of this tour, it really is a full-circle moment. I've got so many amazing friends and family in Sydney, and I'm just really looking forward to sharing, you know, what I've gotten to learn over the past 8 years, the new music I'm playing, the arrangements, and I don't think without having come here in the first place and that residency at the Gaelic Club, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So it's really special for me to be there, and I'm just really looking forward to bringing my music back and sharing it with everyone in Sydney.
Awesome. Thank you. So you can catch Maggie at the Gaelic Club in Surry Hills this Saturday. Get your tickets via Humanitix. Thank you so much for coming on, Maggie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's play another track from Ebb and Flow. This is Morrison's.